From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
This week, several youths in St. Anne set to benefit from care packages. Stay tuned to find out who is sharing the love. Young Jamaicans in Priory St. Anne and surrounded communities are set to benefit from a food drive being planned by a local non-profit organization, Youth Mentoring Ministry. The food drive planned for December 21 is part of the organization's annual Christmas activities, which focus on doing something special for the young persons in the area.
In December, we have always tried to give back. We would visit the infirmary and the hospital, and we normally have what is called a Christmas treat, giving them ice cream, inviting them to come to the center. We'd probably have a concert. No, because of COVID and the restriction that it puts on us, then we were thinking of what can we do, you know, in terms of giving back and blessing them without having the usual gathering.
Public Relations Officer, Youth Mentoring Ministry, Camille Legister-Jones. The Youth Mentoring Ministry started in 2015 with the aim of offering support to the many young people in the community. Mrs. Legister-Jones says all the activities of the nonprofit are carried out on Saturdays by a group of volunteers.
So we have a mentoring program and it's geared towards children who are between the ages of 2 years to 16. And we basically teach them values. We are focusing on leadership, skills training, volunteerism, because that's one of the things that we find is really lacking in the society right now. In the summer, we have a summer residential camp.
All of Youth Mentoring Ministry's activities are funded through donations from businesses and other partners.
So we'd have the surrounding businesses donating in terms of food and so on. We bring in cadets because many of our children as well do suffer from disciplinary or face disciplinary behaviors. So we try to address those.
The organization also has a sponsored child program, which offers scholarships to students to help offset bus fare and lunch money expenses.
We specifically give to children who would need bus fare and lunch money. So once a week, they would get that bus fare and lunch money. Because of COVID and the children are not going out, so we have re-engineered that, and that is what we are now currently using to provide credit for the children. So we reached out to them, those who are having difficulties getting credit, data to put on their phones for online classes. So we've been using that particular fund to fund that kind of activity.
Mrs. Legister-Jones says part of the mentorship program is teaching the children to give back at least once a year.
Christmas is one of the times where we would visit the infirmary, giving back. The children themselves would sing carols or comb the hairs of the persons there. We also visit the hospital, the children's ward, and we give gifts, stuffed toys, sing to the children, spend some time with them. As well as in the month of October, we normally celebrate our donors. So we would have an appreciation. We would go to, say, the fire station, the police station, places like these, and we would sing to them. We'd drop off little gifts.
Public Relations Officer, Youth Mentoring Ministry, Camille Legister-Jones. For more information about the organization, call 876-784-9010 or visit www.ymmjamaica.com. Before we go, if you know of any person or group who has been making a positive impact in their community, help us share their stories. Give us a call at 876-926-3590 or email radio@jis.gov.jm. You may also tag us on Facebook at Jamaica Information Service, on Twitter at JIS News, and Instagram at JIS Voice. We've come to the end of today's program. Join us again next week. Until then, I'm Andre Palmer, reminding you to share the love. Have a productive week.
A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.